The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
So, is this on?
Welcome to All Rise for the Judgment Day!
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton. They went to Raw. How'd you guys like Raw live in person?
Eric?
So... it's a magical thing when you pay to go to a show.
Yes.
And you sit there.
Yeah.
And you're ready to see live action.
Yeah, yeah.
And sure. You watch a fucking hour.
Hour.
Of video packages.
It really
was. 3-hour show.
An hour. Like, imagine going to a rock concert and they go, now we're going to play our videos that are on YouTube. So enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're not there to
like,
see that.
They play 3 songs and they're like, all right, now watch this YouTube video about
well, hold on. What was it? 5 matches in 3 hours?
5 matches.
I have a question.
Are you counting main event? Because that had 2.
That's right.
We had 2 main event matches.
Andrew in the front.
What else is new? It's not like we didn't know this.
I know.
This is
but
every time you go, it's an hour of video.
But you know
packages.
How sometimes we go to Raw and we're like, oh, that was better than we thought because we were live? This was not one of those
It
times.
Wasn't. Well, usually no, it is. Usually cool. You can have fun and just kind of like let go of the negativity for a little bit
it's
and enjoy yourself.
It's the same fucking show every week in and week out. Why do you think I didn't go?
Well, look, there were
You're
some.
Working?
I was like, I'll pass.
There were some things that that they don't normally do or that you don't see on TV.
Like what?
I mean, there was, you know, Sign of the Night.
Oh, exciting.
Especially because remember that kid a few years ago that drew that monster Bailey?
Yes.
I think they were back and they drew one of Gunther.
Oh, my God.
Monster Gunther?
It was like, it was basically like this.
At least
it looked like that. No,
it looked like Frankenstein.
It was like hair like this.
Like jet black
it said
hair.
Gunther.
Yeah.
Oh, and the sign. Guess what the Sign of the Night was?
What's that?
This is a family show. This is over the giant.
Suck it.
Yeah. Well, first, we'll get back to that.
We'll get there.
Dominic Mysterio eats corn the long way. That was the Sign of the Night.
Yeah.
Gawker. Gawker. These little kids watching this. And then
I mean,
Samantha.
Suck it is some of their most popular merch. So.
Well,
go ahead.
So at one point, they have. The suck it cam.
I'm not even, he's not
so,
even kidding.
So you mean the DX cam, yeah.
Yeah, but she said.
I've seen that before.
Show me your best DX chop.
Yeah.
Hold
and
on.
All the,
hold on. First of all, they always have like a little graphic on the screen and it's that weird like DX Sean where it's like Triple H is pointing to Sean's dick. He's like,
your
suck
cock.
His dick now.
Suck his cock.
And Sean's like, yeah. Suck that dick, sucker taker.
Yeah.
Undertaker.
And so it's like,
that's what you
all
see
right,
on the
kids,
screen.
It's time Cops. To show us your best DX. Go ahead and tell everyone how you want them to suck your dick.
And there's
hey,
5
look
year
at
olds,
that kid. He's
7-year-old.
He wants you to suck that dick.
Yeah. Suck it. Suck my dick. Well, and then guys are like this. They're like, like
yeah,
doing this.
They're like doing the slow jerk from
how
fucking whitest kids. You know, like.
Well, look, this is no different than the Attitude Era. I was the age of those children, and I was doing suck it.
Sure. No, you were older. You're a little bit older.
A little bit.
I'm talking 5-year-olds that are like, suck my dick!
Yeah.
And they're encouraging it.
Well, they were taught well, yeah. Well, like, you're upset about this?
No, WWE was encouraging.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. Like, Samantha Irvin's like, come on, we want to see them, you know, the universal sign for suck my dick.
Yeah. Show me what you want me to suck.
Yeah.
Show me.
And she's like, she's just still like, come on, guys. keep it going. Keep showing me.
Keep
showing me your little cocks. What is what?
Also, for sign of the night, I guess she gave someone this sign. It said Samantha Irvin equals GOAT.
Yeah.
Greatest of all time.
Samantha Irvin equals GOAT.
A lot of people online have been saying she's the GOAT ring announcer.
I mean, because what? Because okay. She goes like, Chelsea Green.
Chelsea Green.
Yeah. And because she... What I don't get about the female announcers is why do they like try to sound like a man? Like when she's the United States. It's like she's doing a Vince McMahon impression.
He's like, repeat after me. She's like, all right, got it, boss.
Yeah. Right. It's like, look at, you know, and Samantha Irvin's not bad at her job, but like, no. I don't know. I don't understand what the grunting is about. Like, go back to Lillian Garcia. Like, she wasn't grunting when she was announcing people.
I mean, she was getting there.
No, she wasn't.
They're like, we want to hear it from the haunches.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah. Glad you guys had so much fun at Raw.
We did say hi to a few fans.
Yeah, so
had a picture taken.
Shout out to those guys that said hello to us. Appreciate that as always.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna recap SmackDown.
My son's friend, who was a big WWE fan but hasn't really known about our show, was like, "What the hell's going on here? Who are you guys? We're kind of a big deal." Isn't that right?
Yeah. All right. So before we get to SmackDown and Raw.
Yeah. Anyway, fuckers.
We have to thank some new patrons. So thank you to Archie Bailey and Roman Escobar.
Oh,
right. Thank you. Brand spanking new patrons. You can join them at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. You can cancel anytime. We got weekly AEW recaps. We got so many brackets.
Yes.
Classic recaps of episodes, movies that wrestlers have been in.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun there. Go check it out.
Roman Escobar, is that his real name or his two favorite wrestlers combined?
I think it's his two favorite wrestlers. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I prefer Santos Reigns.
Nice. Santos Reigns.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. And we actually are going to be dropping two bonus pods for August because we're a little behind. But
right.
They're going to be coming soon.
Little crazy July. Mm.
Yes.
But yeah,
you'll get them. The SmackDown SummerSlam recap.
Correct.
This Saturday.
Saturday.
This Saturday is Rematch Slam. So that's going to be fun. All right. SmackDown opens with main event Jey Uso.
There he is.
But he's immediately interrupted by Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, and Paul Heyman. By the way, did you guys see Roman and Heyman on ESPN today?
No.
They were interviewed by Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, it gets worse.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Wow.
And Stephen A. Smith was asking Heyman, like, you know, you're one of the best managers of all time. And Heyman said, I am the best manager of all time. And Stephen A. Smith said, well, I mean, Bobby Heenan. And he goes, screw him. He's dead. That's what Paul Heyman said on ESPN.
Damn, Jesus. Must be weird having to give a kayfabe interview.
Right.
You know,
and then
for like a real journalist.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith is just a guy who lives at everybody. And then he makes money. All the layoffs and he stays. My God.
Why not?
Well, people watch him.
People hate him. And that's why he's popular.
So anyways, back to SmackDown. Jey tells Roman, you broke this family and now I have to do what I have to do. You broke Jimmy. It's all your fault. And Roman tells Jey, if Jimmy wasn't hurt 3 years ago, you never would have been the right-hand man. And what makes you think you could actually beat me? And then Jay's like, I already beat you, dummy.
Yeah, remember last month? I did
the last pay-per-view?
I got the pin.
I mean, yeah.
No, I don't remember.
Tag team.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but he pinned Roman.
All right, you fucking marks.
That's what happened.
Right.
So that's kind of just where the segment ends.
Yeah.
Just pretty much ends after that.
For now.
Backstage, Grayson Waller tells Jey he's going to lose at SummerSlam, but then he invites him on his show, and Waller laughs in Jey's face, so Jey punches him, and that's your main event.
Right.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar in the United States Championship Invitational
Best
Finals.
Friends. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have a handshake before the match.
I love you.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Sure.
Escobar hit Rey with a suicide dive, and they went to break.
Mm-hmm.
And then back from commercial, Rey's laying down, being checked on by a doctor or a trainer, and the referee awarded the win to Escobar.
Yes.
It had to be real, right? Like a real injury?
Yeah, they wouldn't. So according to the dirt sheets, Ray was injured from a previous move in the match, and they did the suicide dive as the injury angle so that they could end the match early.
So he looked at Escobar. He's like, you called that a suicide dive?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to kill myself for real.
Yeah. Ray was
for
like,
real?
Ray was like, wait, hold on 1 second. We have Ray here.
I was thrown off the top of WWE headquarters. And I was on Raw the next night because, you know, I floated down, of course. I'm so little.
When you weigh that, you know, you don't weigh much.
I used my mask. I took my mask off. I was looking around first to see if any fans were there. I'd rather die than show my face. And then I used it as a little parachute.
Yeah, and when Corbin threw me off, I went falling. I went, whee!
Why was his voice getting more and more high-pitched the longer he talked?
That's right.
He's de-aging.
So Escobar wins. He moves on to Job to Theory in a week or two. Who knows?
Sure.
Yeah, not on SummerSlam.
Yes.
Thank God. We have 8 matches. We don't need any more.
Do we really?
Next up, we've got Ashante the Adonis. Hold on.
Where the hell have you been?
No.
Also,
I haven't been wondering.
Who are you?
Yeah. Yes.
Ashante versus L.A. Feet.
There he is.
Yeah.
I mean,
let me talk to you.
If you guys like him now, then maybe we can't call him that anymore.
I know.
No, we can't. L.A. Knight.
So everybody's saying L.A. Feet. That would be fucking great.
Yeah.
Keep my goddamn feet out your mouth. Oh.
Good God. He threw up 3 times.
So Knight roasted Top Dollar before the match. He goes, I knew Will Smith was in the rap game, but I didn't know Uncle Phil was. Yeah.
That was funny.
MJF? Comedy.
What? It was good, though.
Comedy bullshit!
It was,
but it wasn't bullshit.
Ha-ha comedy.
And
then end it there.
It's so great.
Ha-ha comedy.
Now Joe hates him again. He also said B-Fab was horny for him.
Yeah.
Straight up
said
she's horny for him.
She's horny. Well, I mean, come on. The suck my dick cam at Raw?
Sure. Yeah, well, that wasn't on TV. This was on Fox.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
Anyways, Knight won with the BFT. And then later backstage, LA Knight tells Adam Pearce to put him in the Slim Jim Battle Royal.
Who are you?
Yes. At least if
that's the first we heard of it, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
It's a shame Macho Man's not alive anymore. You're like, ooh, the Slim Jim Battle Royal.
It should be the Memorial or Macho Man Memorial Slim Jim Battle Royal.
I'm going to need you to do something for me. Yeah, I'm going to need you to take me and snap me into the Slim Jim Battle Royal. And he's like, oh, fuck, I'm done. If I'm in this match, I probably should quit. Yeah.
So then Sheamus walks up with his idiots and starts talking trash. So Pierce puts Knight and Sheamus both in the Slim Jim Battle Royal for SummerSlam and then says the two will have a one-on-one match next week. And Knight says, so it's going to be me and this marble mouth? And then Sheamus says, yeah.
I made fun of him a minute ago, but y'all are defending him. So go ahead. That was great.
You know BFT what BFT stands
I'm
for, right?
I'm shitting on Sheamus.
All right.
Shitting on Sheamus.
Sure.
Blunt force trauma.
Big fat toe.
Jesus Christ.
LA feet.
Yeah, there it is.
Next up, we go backstage where Bobby Lashley meets with the Street Profits again and suggests that Angelo Dawkins needs to dress better. So maybe, that'd be great.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? It's time to get the band back together, except you.
Right.
And he makes Ford beat him up.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
But instead, they have an assistant show up with some clothes for Dawkins, and Lashley says it's on the house.
Oh, okay. So,
there you go. I mean, clothing. We got to pay this off at some point, right? He's meeting with the Street Profits.
At some point.
He met with Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams, so that's interesting. NXT.
Correct.
Especially since he's the champion.
Right.
We'll see where it goes. Next up, we have Bianca Belair and Charlotte Flair versus Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green. Backstage confrontation led to this match.
Oh, boy.
Belair set up for the KOD on Chelsea, but Charlotte tagged herself in and hit Chelsea with a big boot to steal the win.
Not only a big boot.
Yeah.
So, A, that's not her finisher, right?
Yeah. It's Chelsea Green.
She gave her the big boot and then waited like 40 seconds.
Right.
before pinning her.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
still got it.
Yeah. Also.
And new.
Yes.
Women's tag team champs. Interesting that they'd give them the titles.
Pretty nuts.
Right yeah. before SummerSlam.
That is yeah. a WWE thing to do.
Have they ever done that with a triple threat? Like now you're facing a tag team.
The champions
yeah.
are in the match.
Right.
That's crazy. Because you Weird. Certainly wouldn't do a non-title match with the two no. biggest stars of your show.
No, never.
That would be stupid.
Even stupider, Michael Cole asked if Charlotte was trying to kick Bianca. So.
Shut up, Michael.
He's well, just yeah. that.
But was she trying to kick? It's like, no.
Stop. Stop creating bullshit.
No.
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 Yeah.
Then backstage, Bailey finds a creepy note from Shotzi in her backpack.
Oh, I'm done with this.
Shotzi's not even there. Yeah. Then Asuka walks up and threatens Io Sky in case she plans on cashing in the Money in the Bank contract. And then Io says it doesn't matter who wins at SummerSlam because I'll be leaving the WWE Women's Champion.
Hmm.
So she's basically saying I'm cashing in at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
They've done this before. Mm-hmm. Remember that Monday Night Raw? Where, like, Big E was in, like, five different segments.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I'm going to cash in. Tune in.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's just what he kept. They just spoiled it, like, five different
right.
times.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm cashing in tonight. I'm cashing
Don't
in.
Don't go anywhere.
Just wait. Hold on.
There's my music. They knew.
Here it comes.
It's in yeah. the script.
Next up, we have Karrion Kross versus Karl Anderson. I really wish commentary would shut the fuck up during Cross's entrance.
Right? Why?
They talk the whole thing yeah. during the whole. It's like, let me enjoy Scarlett. And then the cool part at the end when she goes down on Cross.
Right,
and Cross
right.
goes, ah!
Right, yeah. Cross shows, or Scarlett shows us her suck it cam.
But I hate.
The Cross jack off.
I hate this whole thing. It's AJ Styles wasted once again.
Yeah.
Again?
Yes. Oh. Anderson tells the OC not to go out there with him because he's like, I got to lose on my own.
Yeah, right.
right.
I'm going to lose like a man.
And then Cross hits his new shitty finisher, the final prayer for the win.
My question
it's
is
so
this.
Bad.
Why do that whole setup if you're just going to put him on your shoulder?
Yeah.
He
yeah.
puts his arm through his leg.
He does opens, this whole.
Like, oh, what's he going to do? And he just lifts him.
It's like luchador what? Shit where you do like five things before you're moving. It has nothing to do
nothing
with what's
do
happening.
With yeah.
Right, right.
Right.
And then he puts Anderson in the Cross jacket after the match, or the OC runs out and Cross retreats. I mean, like, why? It's been years since AJ Styles has had, like, a big one-on-one match.
Yep.
Like, I feel like, on a pay-per-view or something. Because then he was tagging with Omos, and then, like, it was just, oh.
Yeah.
Like, why isn't he fighting some of the best wrestlers in the company?
Yeah, put him in a three-match pay-per-view thing with Roman right now. You know what I mean? Like, after
sure,
Jimmy.
Sure, it's been long enough.
Jay. Yeah.
They haven't fought in a very long time.
Right.
I mean, my God. Have him challenge Gunther or something.
My God.
Switch yes. shows.
Sure.
Yeah.
Take the title from Theory. Oh, something. Anything.
From your lips.
But Cross? And what? It's just going to be a SmackDown match? He's not on pay-per-views? I don't understand
no.
this like lack of using AJ Styles in a big way. I don't
right.
get it. He's when they- always been like in the top three best performers.
Right. Like, we're like kind of excited. It's like... Yeah, okay, he's on SmackDown with Roman. You know, they feuded before.
Yeah.
Their matches were good.
Right.
You know, he can easily be a couple months where you know he's not going to win, but he's going to give you good matches.
Right.
He hasn't even fucking looked at Roman's direction.
Maybe he will be next because after Jay.
Who else yeah, is there?
You know what I mean? Unless like Solo. Jimmy? Unless Solo turns on. I don't think they're going to do Jimmy.
What's weird is that, you know, they announced that like AJ Styles is going to have like kind of a shorter schedule
yeah.
or an easier schedule to be with his family and his kids, but he was at SmackDown.
Right.
He ran to the ring. He and still has to travel.
He didn't have a match.
And that's it. Right.
Yeah, right.
He's ran to the ring.
And they don't even
Thanks
do
for coming.
They don't even do nearly as many house shows as they used to.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, maybe, you know, I guess it could be Solo after Jay if Solo turns or something, but
yeah.
Solo's going to turn on Roman and he's still going to win. That would be lame.
Sure.
You know?
Well, get ready.
Yeah.
Then we have the main event. We got Jey Uso versus Grayson Waller. Roman, Solo, and Heyman come out mid-match. And then Waller did his own version of the people's elbow.
Oh, God.
When Jey moved. And a lot of people think that he's showing up on Saturday.
Mm. Why?
So we'll see.
MJF?
sure, yeah.
You fucking mark!
And then Jey beat Waller with a spear and an Uso splash. Waller has... not won a match yet, right? He's 0-3.
He's a call up, so he's not winning.
That's usually the opposite.
I know,
right?
Now the call ups and comebacks don't win.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I hate Grayson Waller.
Right.
I don't like watching him. I think he's better than Theory because Theory has zero personality.
Yeah.
And at least Waller has, even if it is annoying, like he has something.
He has some, yeah.
But he's still annoying as fuck. Jay wins. Solo attacks him after the match, but Jay super kicks him. Roman gets in the ring, but Jay spears him for a big pop. Then Jay set up for an Uso splash, but Solo pushes him off the top rope. And then Roman and Solo hit Jay with the spear spike combo 2 times to end
double
the show.
Double tap.
Yeah.
Double tap.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. So I guess Jay's going over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
he got beat up.
Yeah. There's still SmackDown this Friday.
Oh.
Yeah. Oopsie.
The night before, yeah. Which I guess it's in Detroit or somewhere near Detroit.
Sure.
It's got to be.
Gotta.
But that is all for SmackDown. Before we get to Raw, got to thank this week's sponsor, AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I've been using AG1 for a couple months now. I tried it out because I wanted better gut health. I don't like taking pills or vitamins, and I wanted something that has everything I need. So I drink AG1 in the morning before breakfast, and it actually makes me feel super energized. Ready to start my day. I'm not really a morning person, and neither is Eric, so you got to try this thing. It really helps you get ready and start your day. I've had stomach problems all my life. Doctors really haven't been able to help me, but just after, a month or two using AG1, my stomach started feeling a lot better, like just a couple weeks in. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/who are you? That's drinkag1.com/who are you. Check it out. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right, so Raw opens with Logan Paul. You guys must have been freaking out, huh?
Speaking of energized.
Yeah. Tossing energy drinks everywhere.
No.
Would have been great.
Yeah, it would have been nice.
I thought this was by far his best promo.
So,
yeah.
I mentioned this to Joe, like, when wrestlers are talking to two people, like to each other, they look at each other. And the camera films them looking at each other. But Logan Paul didn't look at Ricochet. He looked into the camera when he was talking shit.
Right.
It's like, and on Saturday when she says, and the winner is Logan. Like he's looking, it's like he's talking shit directly to you. Like I know he's probably used to it just because, YouTube, whatever.
Yeah.
But I kind of liked it. Because it made it feel like more personal. Because it's like,
interesting. Yeah.
I don't give a shit about Ricochet also, and his girlfriend. Like, but if you say it to me, it's like, whoa, hey, fuck you. Yeah. You're looking right at me.
I think I consider Samantha my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right.
Bald guy with a beard. I mean,
also,
never
like,
know.
Most wrestlers get flabbergasted when fans do the what chant.
Right.
And he didn't. He did it great because he was like, when I was down, Ricochet decided to make a spectacle out of the whole thing. What? The whole thing? What? I did the whole thing!
Yeah. Right.
But like Brock does it. He's like, so I'm going to go.
What?
And he was like
to
this.
To SummerSlam.
He kept doing putting that. The mic up. Right.
You're like,
and
you
fight
guys,
Cody.
And you guys are idiots. Whoever says what are idiots.
Right.
Say what if you fuck your sister.
Yeah, right. That was Undertaker.
Yeah.
Say what if you sleep with your sister. What? Yeah, That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So Ricochet comes out and calls Paul a horrible human being.
Wow.
He says, I know what you did in Japan. No, I'm just kidding. But he says,
Thailand.
Yeah.
On that one street.
He says, I respect you as an athlete. Paul tells Ricochet, oh, that's very nice of you. You're one of the greatest to ever do it. Until I showed up. And then Paul tosses to their double clothesline from the Royal Rumble. Yeah.
Where they're basically looking at each other like, okay, right, okay, right. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, Eric. Like, it wasn't awesome.
It was a great spot.
It was fucking amazing. Like, I could watch it all day for sure. Yeah. I hate when it shows them, like, talking to each other.
Right.
Like, they give you, like, 10 seconds.
Well, they were like, you ready? Let's go. You ready to do this?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But it's like, why would they, like, be interacting like that, you know? I don't know.
They were like
the rumble.
Yeah, they were, you know, they were literally each other.
They were literally rumbling. Both outside on the like the apron.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, hey, they easily be let's knocked both out. Charge at each other. Yeah. And we'll mid-air. See who wins.
We're like, both high flyers.
You like anime, bro?
Let's high fly.
Yeah,
high fly.
Come on,
high
Eric.
Fly.
You know what this is?
Don't come on, Eric. Me.
You, by the way, pretty.
I'll
deadly.
Come on, Eric.
There was no pretty deadly on SmackDown this week.
Yeah.
Oh, so no, no. What are, their, I mean, what are their names?
What are their names?
What are their names?
I'm going to try it for real.
Yeah.
You know it. You know it.
He I think does. I do.
He does.
Elton Prince.
Yeah.
And
you fucking
thank you.
I think that's all
and
I got.
Kit Wilson.
Kit Wilson.
Hell yeah.
And just for Eric for shitting on the double clothesline spot.
You fucking mark.
It's fair. It's fair. Fair. I'm a mark for shitting on it.
Eric, how many t-shirts did you buy last night?
Zero.
You fucking
there, there was a Cody Rhodes Houston tee, and I was like, and I was like, let's go get one. I said, I was
and
like,
then
come
there
on.
Was even like the Raw, like Rockets Houston.
Yeah.
Like it was actually cool. It wasn't just then, like Houston 316.
And then get ready for bottom right. Yeah. And then Eric was like, nah, they're too expensive. And I was like,
who are you?
The shirts were $40. They had a Cody Rhodes pop. I almost bought that.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
You fucking mark!
It would have been for the table.
Sure, Eric.
Sure, Eric.
Sure, it would have been.
Because you bought shit for this table.
Did yeah. I say? I said two. I would buy two. One for me to keep perfect in a box and one for the table.
Wait, how many are you going to buy?
22.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
So then, yeah, Paul tells Ricochet, oh, the ring announcer is your fiance, right? And I don't know if you noticed this being there live, but when he said that on TV, Ricochet shakes his head no. He's like, hey, that's your fiance, right? And he went, it was just like, what?
What?
Was it more like, you better fucking not?
I think that's what he was going for, but yeah. He's Ricochet.
Yeah.
So he's not a good actor.
Yes, he's
right.
Like,
yeah.
It was zoinks.
Ew, girls are yucky.
And then Paul says, yeah, I hope there's no hard feelings when your girl says the winner is Logan Paul.
Ooh. I mean, so,
and then I fuck her.
Yeah, he didn't.
Like yes.
Ricochet attacked him like he said that. Yeah. But all he said was, your girlfriend's going to announce my name.
After like, I beat maybe. You, I'm going to take your girlfriend and fuck her ass.
Yeah.
How could you?
Her ass.
So Ricochet attacks Paul, goes for a springboard move, but Paul knocks him out. With the lucky punch, which I imagine is going to be the ending to the match.
One yeah. lucky like punch. Right.
Next up, we've got Matt Riddle versus Ludwig Kaiser.
Yeah.
Riddle powerbombed Kaiser, and commentary made a huge deal.
Sure.
Right.
Because Gunther does that.
Gunther does that. Gunther does powerbombs. So does Kevin Owens.
He does that.
Kevin Nash did that.
And then Riddle went for Bro Derek, but Kaiser moved. And hit a DDT for the win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the one Velveteen Dream used to do.
Well, we didn't know what his finisher was because he's never won.
Yes.
So right.
Like, what is
like
this?
We were actually, we're like, wait, what the fuck
what is it?
It's just the Sister Abigail turned into a DDT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's never had a singles win.
He's never had a
I think he's going to win here.
Yeah. He's going to beat Riddle.
Yeah. I was like,
clean.
Maybe
well,
Gunther, roll up?
Kind of clean. Gunther was like, you got to win tonight. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, maybe. He's got to win. He's got to win at some point.
Well, before Gunther had a match, I was like, I guess he's got to win to make Gunther look good because Gunther didn't have a match advertised at that point.
At that point.
Right.
So like,
and then when Gunther said McIntyre's not here tonight, I was like, oh, McIntyre's here.
Yeah.
But they never came out.
No, he's filming that movie still. Mm. Next up, we've got Maxxine Dupri versus Valhalla. This was
Bobby.
Rough.
No.
Oh, we
no,
were
no.
there.
Yeah.
And yes. there was... A mom and three daughters, and they were so excited about this match.
Right in front of
and
us.
I'm just like, oh, an arm drag. Another arm drag.
Yeah. A bad one. Bad arm drag.
And a third arm drag.
Bad ones.
Oh, so oh then, I was, that I mean, reminds
she
looked, me.
She belonged in AEW, honestly.
Wow.
So one of the main event matches was Dana Brooke versus Xia Li. Guess who goes over now?
Dana
Brooke. She's on TV.
She's the face.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Main Event's the bullshit show anyway.
Yeah, but I mean like Xia Li.
She's been on.
Why is she still
NXT?
There?
What was the other Main Event match?
You want to guess? Guess. Just throw a wrestler out there.
Throw two wrestlers out there.
I nailed it.
Shelton Benjamin.
Oh, that's not bad. No.
He usually is. Yeah, the jobber. I know. Omos?
No, he's like...
He hasn't been on TV.
I know, but they wouldn't waste him on that
show. He's been on Main Event before. Okay, I don't know who.
Apollo Crews. And versus Bronson Reed, who I guess has kind of disappeared. He's working his way back down the ladder.
Right. And now he was on the show. You guys just didn't see him.
Really?
Yeah.
But they usually show the backstage segments on the
He
screen.
Was just watching the Ciampa and Nakamura match, so they don't show you there because there's no need to.
Okay.
Anyways. Well,
just like in real life, there's no need to ever show that.
Yes.
Anyways, Apollo Crews went over.
No.
No.
I'm not falling for that shit.
No, of course not.
So yeah, Maxine spazzed out. Again.
What is that?
Because Otis shakes his body and then she doesn't know how to mimic that.
No.
Right.
Like she doesn't know. Like, she's terrible. And then she does the caterpillar terrible.
Yeah, did she not take one gymnastics class when she was younger?
Right.
Oh, Joe yelled that out.
Yeah.
In earshot of those three girls.
Oh, it was horrible.
And it's like, if I showed you Otis in regular clothes, Maxine in regular clothes, I said, who's the better dancer? You would always pick Maxine.
Sure.
And you would be wrong.
Terrible. Yeah.
So the Viking Raiders start beating up Otis, but then Chad Gable dives on them and they all fall down. All of them. They each weigh 400 pounds.
Right.
And they fall down from 140 pounds of Chad Gable.
You know what we need on the soundboard? From nursery rhyme, Ring Around the Rosie?
Yeah.
And
they like, all fall down.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, though.
That's what I used to say. Like, I would do that sometimes.
Yeah.
When, like, someone dives on, I'm like, then they all fall down.
Yeah. Seeing that backflip, though, off the top rope from Gable was pretty cool in person.
Yeah.
Pretty neat. He does that well.
Yeah.
In the end, Valhalla was sitting on Maxine's shoulders.
Mm.
So Maxine fell backward.
Correct.
And won.
And that's it.
I thought we were going to see the one-winged... One-winged angel.
What? She doesn't know how to do that. Maxine falls backwards, and she wins the match.
She's pussy pinning her.
That's her finisher.
Yeah.
Pussy pin.
She falls back.
Yeah.
What the shit.
Yeah. That won a match.
Yeah, it did.
I love how they don't even go down the road of like her losing a couple of times to Valhalla. And
yeah.
Like,
no.
I got to train more. It's like, nope, one match she wins.
Like if
on.
I was going to make like a graph, right?
Like she's just their Lana
like,
now.
Times yeah. The electric chair won a match. Electric chair drop.
Falling backwards.
So you'd have like kind of like there and then start to go down and then just drop off for a long time and then just boop and then down.
Yeah. Maybe. God.
Yeah.
That's so bad. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from the Judgment Day.
Oh.
Excuse me. You know, cringe promos all around.
Yeah.
Rhea Ripley starts talking shit about Raquel Rodriguez, so Raquel runs out and beats the hell out of...
To the surprise of no one.
Beats the hell out of Rhea while Judgment Day watches on, because even though they're bad guys, they can't hit a woman.
Just pull her off.
Right.
Just hold her.
Ooh, pull her
just
off.
Hold... Yeah. Just hold her or something.
So,
by the way, why isn't Baron Corbin a part of Judgment Day? He's right, the perfect mid-carder to just be thrown right. in there as another big guy.
Like the legend.
He'd be great. Grow his hair out, that shitty hair he had, and be a part of Judgment Day.
Ew. So you're probably going to want to get the button ready. Like they did have cringe promos.
Yeah.
But it was really fun, like booing the shit out of Priest.
Uh-huh.
Booing the shit out of... Balor, and then booing the absolute dog shit out of Dominic, and then like chanting mommy for Rhea.
Oh my God.
Like, we started a couple of those chants, right?
The mommy.
Jesus! You son of a bitch. So you're a part of this now? The whole booing Dominic is your fault?
Oh, it was so much fun. I've never booed at the fucking top of my lungs before.
It was
like, I've been like, boo.
It's like the only fun thing all night.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Fuck you, I want you to die, you piece of shit.
Grab his dick and twist it.
Got a little half turn from the mob.
So eventually Dominic distracts Raquel and Rhea chop blocks her, and then officials get in the middle of them. So
yeah.
Not happening at SummerSlam after all.
Right, because Adam Pearce is like, hey, Rhea, I saw what happened. And you're like, okay, so this is where they make the match.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get a shot at Rhea this Saturday at SummerSlam. He's like, So your knee's fucked.
Yeah,
so,
no yes. MRI, no x-ray. He's like, you're not cleared.
You are not what? Cleared.
She was wrestling. She was fighting 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
No one's done anything.
Right.
Doctor's so, just doing this.
Right. Yeah, this arm is fucked.
It is fucked knee. His knee fucked. I gotta go get Pepsi.
Gotta get Pepsi? I don't know. So I guess that'll be a payback match.
Sure, I'm sure.
Payback. Yay. Yeah.
Next up, we've got Shinsuke Nakamura versus Tommaso Ciampa. Ciampa, maybe you guys didn't know this because you were there. He got the jobber entrance.
No, we knew that. No, we didn't. His music hit and he came out.
That was not on TV.
Oh.
So in the match, so Nakamura got an entrance. Mm. Then they go to commercial. We come back. Ciampa's in the ring. I'm like, I wonder who's going to fucking win.
Yeah.
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 This is where they showed Bronson Reed just watching the match backstage.
Why? Why does he give a fuck?
And then Nakamura won with a cheating roll up.
A shitty.
Grabbing the tights.
Cheating roll up.
Yeah.
Which on TV, they did not show the right angle showing that he grabbed the tights. So they had to show the replay from a different angle to show that he was grabbing the tights.
Right. Oh, well, that makes sense now. Like, who fucking cares?
Like, Corey Graves immediately said it. He was like, well, I think maybe he grabbed his tights. Oh, he did.
Grabbed his dick.
Yeah.
I love how, like, LA Knight's a guy, and they're like, man, this guy's almost over.
Yeah.
Man, I wish we had a guy that is, like, totally over already, and we just need to push him.
Yeah.
Ciampa.
And these are more guys that are like, oh, I'm going to win the Battle Royal. Like, the backstage segment where Ciampa's like, I need to beat you so I can get momentum going into the Battle Royal.
The Slim Jim Battle Royal.
Fuck? What?
I thought it was going to be like a Slim Jim eating contest.
Exactly.
Like, who can just one-shot him?
And if you vomit, they just throw you out of the ring.
Right.
So next up, we have Brock Lesnar and Cody Rhodes face to face.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just
a lot of this.
Brock came out first and said some interesting things.
My name is Brock Lesnar.
Oh.
I yelled out Paul Heyman.
Thanks.
I am an NCAA heavyweight wrestling champion.
Okay. Yeah.
Wrestling champion.
That's true.
He has a list.
He's making fun of
Cody. I am a UFC heavyweight champion.
Okay, that's true.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, here comes the thing you said.
Yeah.
I am WWE heavyweight champion of the world. This is bullshit.
I am. Not I've been or I was.
WWE world heavyweight champion
of the world.
Of the world.
Oh, what belt is that?
Who are you?
I've never heard of that title. Is that just for Brock?
I'm basically the champion of the universe all the time.
That's why he had Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
All of those years.
I am the current reigning, defending,
undisputed
WWE heavyweight
world heavyweight champion of the world.
Oh, Brock.
It would have been even better if he was like, I am the WWE Universal Champion of the World.
Of the world,
yeah.
World Universal champion. Yeah. World Champion. Holy shit.
World Champion of the Universal.
Yes. Then he says, this Saturday, Cody Rhodes gets paid to get his ass kicked. So Cody comes out in his wrestling gear.
Yeah.
And he shakes Brock's hand.
Yeah, he never does that. He's always in a three-piece suit.
Yeah.
And we got to do the whoa. We got to do the whoa.
I mean, you've already hit a lot. So
yeah, you sure. Yeah, no, that's true. We don't need that anymore. Yeah.
You fucking Mark!
You would have done it.
You guys have been to two shows. Like, you guys have been to more shows. I mean, I haven't been to
the fuck?
Two straight shows.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of done with this whole thing. You know,
that's if I play a little bit of Cody's music, will we get flagged on YouTube?
Yes.
Seven seconds?
Yeah, probably. Absolutely.
Oh, we will?
Probably.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of paying to get your ass kicked.
I want to show you the what.
Yeah.
Yeah. So during one of the commercial breaks, they showed this like graphic. Mm-hmm. And it's like this thing that they're doing in Detroit. And you buy a ticket. Mm-hmm. And then you get to go and help WWE volunteer.
Oh, my my God.
What? Yeah. You buy a ticket.
To volunteer?
To volunteer with WWE superstars.
Yes. And 100% of the proceeds go to blah, blah, blah.
Connor's Cure or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. And there's a regular ticket.
What?
And a VIP ticket.
So how much is the volunteer ticket?
100, I think.
I think so.
And what are you, just at the autograph signings?
No, you volunteer.
You're doing stuff. You're like volunteering.
You're like at a homeless shelter helping.
But
what
you
the
pay.
Fuck?
Yeah. But you're doing it next to Liv Morgan and Cody, well, right?
Joe asked that. He's like, so am I like, because they showed Cody and Liv. Yeah. He's like, so am I like, you know, handing out sandwiches with Liv?
Yeah,
and
like,
Cody?
Okay, I might pay.
And I'm like, no, this is going to be like that one episode of The Simpsons with the oil spill. And you're going to get there and be like, ooh, can I hand out a sandwich? Ooh, sorry, all the sandwiches are booked for WWE superstars, but you can scrub homeless feet. You can scrub homeless feet. We got lots of homeless feet.
Right. On The Simpsons, they were like, oh, we did the, what, the cleaning of the cute animals?
All the cute animals are reserved for celebrities.
So they just have to keep cleaning these rocks that constantly have oil.
Like,
as soon as they clean the rocks, the oil comes back. Yeah.
And there's like Rainier Wolfcastle with like a fucking baby duck. He's like,
it's like there's rocks, thousands and thousands of rocks.
There's feet.
And then Marge's line. Marge is not really that funny in the show, but she goes, I have rocks I could be cleaning at home. So yeah, Cody shakes Brock's hand, and then Brock shoulder checks Cody, leaves the ring.
Yeah.
But Cody then hits him with a suicide dive.
Correct.
Which barely does anything.
Basically his suicide.
Yes.
Then he gets destroyed.
Brock throws Cody into the steel steps, and he hits him with the steel steps. Starts to leave. They hit his music, but Cody gets up, so he hits him with the steel steps again. And then Brock starts to leave again. They hit his music, but then Cody gets up again. So Brock gives Cody an F5 in the middle of the ring. Yeah. And then they showed the satellite feed to his mom, and she still doesn't give a shit.
Oh, they didn't see the satellite.
No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
But they showed the commercials for his, you know, his new documentary.
Yeah, we saw Peacock. It 6 times.
Same here.
Okay.
And they showed his mom, and she was like, oh, I couldn't even watch. And he was like, you fucking didn't even give a shit when Brock was murdering him
right
in front of you.
Right,
yeah.
So shut the fuck up.
It's the business. My husband's forehead looked like a sandbox.
Also, did you see the clip of Triple H taking a shot at AEW?
No.
He was like, you know, Cody Rhodes, he was gone, and he was like, you know, what's your real dream? Like being the champion of the secondary promotion or you know, going where you always wanted to. You know, it was just funny.
Oh, wow.
The secondary promotion. Yeah. It was good.
Still is.
I mean, yeah, it is. And yeah. Next up, we've got Chad Gable versus Gunther. This happened because of backstage conversation where Kaiser told Gable he couldn't last 5 minutes in the ring with Gunther.
Mm.
So they put 5 minutes on the clock.
This was so dumb.
Gable put Gunther in the ankle lock with a minute left, but Gunther escaped. Then Gunther went for a powerbomb, but Gable hurricane rana'd Gunther out of the ring right as time expired.
So that's it. You couldn't beat me in 5 minutes.
Yeah,
you could not.
Correct.
Samantha
Ball game.
Irvin announced Gable the winner.
Uh-huh.
But then Gunther was like, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9.
9 more minutes.
Yeah.
Nine more minutes.
Yeah.
He demanded that the match continue.
That was the match, though, lasting 5 minutes. That was all it was.
Yes, that was the agreement.
So stupid.
And then they continued the match.
Yeah.
As if he were the ref or something.
He became Adam Pearce for 2 minutes.
So then Gable gave Gunther a deadlift German suplex. That was nice. But of course, in the end, Gunther won with the powerbomb.
Both were really good matches.
And then he vowed to end McIntyre at SummerSlam.
And sure. Gable put on a great match like he always does.
Hell yeah.
Next up, we've got an in-ring promo from Becky Lynch.
Oh, so Becky came out.
Oh, yeah.
And then
right.
Stood awkwardly in the ring.
For like 10 minutes.
For like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
also, right. For the Brock... We got 2 recaps of that after it happened.
Right.
1 3 minutes after.
Yes.
You probably saw that.
Yes,
haven't gotten to the Shayna and Ronda?
No, I saved that because they
all
kept...
All for the same.
Yeah, I don't...
To be continued. We're like...
Right.
We already know the story.
Yeah.
What are they going to show us?
And what's funny is we were sitting like all next to WWE production.
Yeah, we were.
So I'm like yelling out like, we just saw this.
Yeah.
So the man wants a rematch with Trish Stratus right here, right now in Houston, Texas. Ah. Mm. So Trish and everyone's like, no, please, no.
Yeah.
So Trish and Zoe Stark come out, and Trish says, you'll get your rematch, just not tonight. I won't cheat you out of your match. I'm not a cheater. I'm not the Houston Astros.
I mean, good heat.
Nuclear heat.
And of course, Joey's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I want you to bang some garbage. Joey's trying to get in a fight wearing his mask.
Oh, Joey was there?
Yeah, Joey came with
funny.
Us. Yeah.
So then Adam Pearce comes out and announces that the match is happening right now.
And we're like, what?
What did Joey think of the show?
You know, he didn't care.
Yeah.
He wasn't there half the time.
I mean, neither do we when we're there.
Yeah, true.
So we got Trish versus Becky, but Zoe attacks Becky as soon as the bell rings. So it's a DQ. And then Trish hits Becky with a chair. And then backstage, Pierce tells Trish that she's facing Becky in 2 weeks in Canada. And Zoe Zoe is banned from ringside.
Yeah.
So no SummerSlam for Trish or Becky.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad it's not a SummerSlam match.
Well, I guess. Yeah. I mean, but we don't
still,
need.
Yeah. Like you,
but
like,
a little surprising, Becky's not on the card.
Yeah. Right, like right. Becky doesn't have a match at SummerSlam.
Becky,
like,
Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens. Which, of course, Kevin's hurt, we hear.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
So then, we go to the Rhonda Shayna videos that they played throughout the show. They both cried talking about each other. I kind of feel like when Rhonda cried, that was legit because she's a terrible actress. She couldn't have faked that. Because she even said, she was like, when everybody was like, fuck Rhonda, like thinking, you know, like, oh, the fans are booing me. Oh, my God, how terrible. Yeah, right. It's your fucking job.
Right.
If you can't cut a promo, they're going to turn on you.
Correct.
Yeah. And then it's your job to be a heel. Stop being so fucking sensitive.
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, it's just so ridiculous. And then Shayna says, I held her baby. She's my goddaughter. And she's never going to forgive me for what I'm going to do to her mother.
Mm.
And then they announced that it's an MMA rules match at SummerSlam.
So it's fighting for real.
No, I don't.
They're going to fight for real.
And Shayna at one point said, yeah, she lets us all stay at her house for free, but we're just there for her to beat us up. And you're just like, wait, go back. You all stay at her house for free? I'm sorry, Shayna, do you not make a paycheck with WWE all these years?
I think she meant like when they
back
were
in the
Strike Force together, but.
Right.
MMA rules at SummerSlam. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Yeah.
Then we got the main event. We've got Sami Zayn and Seth Rollins versus Damian Priest and Dominic Mysterio.
Wow.
Again.
Priest gave Seth a razor's edge, and then he looked at the Money in the Bank briefcase.
I liked how it was standing on the desk.
Right.
Like someone just put it there. Yeah. It's just like, ugh.
So Balor grabs the briefcase. Priest is like, give it to me. And Balor like pauses for a couple seconds. Ugh. And then he hands it to Priest. He's like, all right, cash it in. But then Seth kicked the briefcase into Priest's face.
Yes.
And commentary made a thing like, oh, that was all Balor's fault. He would have cashed in successfully and become champion if it wasn't for Balor's 2 seconds.
And I just got to let you know that that was not an official cash in. Yeah. The referee did not ring the bell.
Right. And he didn't mean it. He didn't mean it.
They were like fighting over like him and the referee like, and then he gets kicked. And you're just like,
also, like,
what was that?
What I was kind of thinking of, like,
terrible timing.
Let's say he did cash in.
Yeah.
So they're like, this match is no longer a tag team match.
Right.
You know?
Or no, he just cashed into the tag match.
Right.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
This is for nothing.
Now you're tag champs with fucking Kevin Owens.
Right. Yeah.
I got to show you guys that video that I was telling you about where. One of the times Carmella tried to cash in and Mike Chioda like acted like he didn't know what it was.
It was so fucking funny.
It's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, Seth hit Priest with a curb stomp for the win. That's the end of Raw. And then what was the dark match? Afterwards?
Oh, man.
Seth made us all sing Sammy's Ole.
Uh-huh.
And then Sammy made us all sing Seth's song.
Yeah.
Have a great night.
Which you already did.
Get the fuck out.
You guys already did that.
Yeah.
Don't forget to come back during holiday week where we come back as a house show.
On a Thursday.
Tickets on sale now.
Thursday between Christmas and New Year's.
Yes. Yeah, we were waiting. We're like, they haven't had a pay-per-view here since Rumble 2020.
My God.
Why would anyone want to see
this building
a house
was
show?
Legit sold out.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they did? This was fucking smart. I was going to take a picture and show you. But like, let's say this is the whole arena, right? Well, a lot of times what they do at Toyota Center is, you know, they'll block off like this much.
Yeah.
But there's still a long ramp. You notice there was no ramp?
Uh-huh.
They came out. There were not fans. They brought the Titantron to like here, almost half of the arena. Uh-huh. So then it was packed because you only had to fill up like 60% of the Toyota Center.
Yeah.
The floor seats, what was there, like 50? There weren't that many.
No, there was more than 50.
Maybe 100. But maybe. Like the but back. Usually there's like 200.
Like the back row, like where we usually sit.
Six rows. There was. I counted them.
All right.
It wasn't very big. They brought the Titantron all the way
there's
up.
There's maybe like 12.
I'm telling you, that's how they cheated it. It felt like a little Raw in Manhattan kind of show. The Manhattan Center.
Well, it was still like 10,000 seats, though.
Yeah.
That they sold.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, they've been selling all
but that's
these
a
out.
Smart way to do it. Is, yeah. You know, eliminate half the seats.
After we sang the Olé, Sami Zayn was like, oh, no, there's another number one hit that's climbing the charts. You know, he's talking about Seth song. He's like, does anyone know what it is? And I was like, L.A. Night.
Right. Yeah. All right, that's the end of Raw, so let's do some awards.
Yeah.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
In person? Sure. Just because it was in person, Valhalla.
Yeah.
What did you notice as soon as she got in the ring and they started fighting? What did you point out?
Remind me.
He's like, oh, her feet are filthy.
They're disgusting.
Well, she walks around barefoot. Yeah, so right.
That's the first comment he makes in the match. Like, oh, her feet are dirty.
Oh, they're just disgusting. She's a dirty girl. I had the Viking Raiders for getting on all of that makeup, all that paint. Put it on all that gear just to watch
down.
Just to fall down once and watch Valhalla lose.
Yeah,
sure. I'll go with
Barbie.
Yeah,
I'll go with Valhalla.
Yeah.
Speaking of Barbie, you see how they had a commercial promoting NXT and it was all about how Tiffany
Stratton
is Barbie.
Yeah.
And then she goes, "What were you expecting? More plastic?" And I was like, "Nope, that was about the amount I was expecting.
The right amount of plastic." Right.
Yeah. She's so plastic. Best dressed.
I had Becky.
Becky's ass.
My God.
We saw what she had for dinner when she bent through the ropes. It was amazing.
Interesting. Night and before. What was it?
Night
what
before.
Did she have?
Boiled tacos. Chicken. Boiled chicken.
I had Rhea Ripley. I've been crushing on her.
Oh, sure. Sure.
You know, good. Ever since she winked at me. Worst acting. Oh.
Andrew Pisano.
Yeah.
I had Waller.
I had Waller.
I had Ronda Rousey.
Okay.
Terrible.
All acceptable.
Best acting.
I had Viking Raiders.
What? For best acting.
Oh, I'm sorry. Best acting. I had Chad Gable. He was in a lot of backstage segments and like seeing him in the ring and seeing him play to the crowd, like he's good.
Okay.
You know, like we were talking, it's like, you know, it's crazy how long Gable has been able to reinvent himself.
Kind of, yeah.
To stay there and on TV. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
He's come a long way. The whole Shorty G bullshit.
Right.
I had Logan Paul. I thought this was his best performance, and no one else really stood out.
He was good. I went with Roman.
Okay.
My Tribal Chief.
Yeah.
Worst comment?
The WWE Universal World Heavyweight Champion of the World.
Yeah.
Sweep it.
Sure. Yeah.
Best comment?
So at one point on SmackDown, they showed Austin Theory in a skybox.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting up there alone, and Michael Cole goes, oh, he's up there with all of his friends.
Yeah, you still can't pick Michael Cole, though.
Yeah, so... Oh.
So what else do you
have? We'll just go with Logan Paul saying that your fiance Say my name.
I'm going to cuck you.
Logan I'm going to take your fiance to that haunted forest in Japan.
I had LA Knight calling Botchdala Uncle Phil.
That's Botchdala. Good.
Worst match?
Trish and Becky.
Yes.
Maxine
agreed.
And Valhalla?
I'll go. That's my slow-mo, Maxine and Valhalla.
My slow-mo was Charlotte and Bianca versus Green Deville.
I had Cross and Carl Anderson.
Best match?
I had Gable Gunther.
Here's a couple. Yeah, that's a good one. Riddle and
Kaiser.
Kaiser was pretty good because you had someone win that you didn't expect and a couple of false
finishes. Right.
So I'm going to go with that one.
All right. Yeah, I'll go Gunther and Gable. Gunther. Worst move?
Nakamura's roll-up.
I went with Maxine's finishing move. I mean, everything she did was bad, but that's how you won.
Yeah.
You just fell down.
I had Waller's people's elbow. What was with the lunges going to his knee? I didn't get that. He went against the rope.
Oh, that's his crossover move. Okay. Yeah.
He does a crossover to fake you out.
A fake
crossover. And then hits his finisher.
A basketball gimmick.
Yeah. And his elbow drop, too, he does the crossover during his elbow drop. So that's his thing.
So he's
like MVP used to.
Australian basketball player.
Right.
Best move?
Best move.
I had the Gable backflip on the Viking Raiders notice.
Yeah, that was good. I had the spike spear. Spear spike.
I'll go with Gable's deadlift suplex on Gunther.
Gunther.
Yeah. Best move? Or I'm sorry, worst moment?
The Rousey Shayna promo
that videos. Was, that, because it went on over and over.
Yeah, sweep it. And then best moment?
Becky. Becky's ass.
It was in person.
Seeing Becky's
Dear
ass.
Dear God.
I mean, she like turned away from hard camera and stared at that part of the crowd for like a good minute.
Yeah.
Just sitting there, ass.
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 And I can't really see anything on here.
I don't blame you.
I'll just go with that.
Ass.
I'll just,
live vicariously through us.
Sweep exactly. That ass.
That's right. That is all for awards. On to breaking news. So did you see...
Is she this?
There was a Peacock promotional video for Twisted Metal.
Yes.
Where it wasn't a trailer, but they were talking about the cast, like Anthony Mackie.
They said it's now streaming. Is it?
I guess, yeah.
Right.
But they announced the cast, like Anthony Mackie is this, and then they go, Sweet Tooth, voiced by Will Arnett, but played by WWE superstar Samoa Joe.
They said that?
Yeah.
We were listening for it, but we didn't hear that.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't. But I've seen it online.
Oh,
and
really?
They say WWE superstar Samoa Joe, which to my whole point, no one knows what the fuck AEW is.
Right, yeah.
It also could be because it is Peacock and they have the WWE Network
and there's
stuff.
No former. The word former is not in
it. It just said WWE superstar.
Wow.
Like, the voiceover guy says it.
Right.
It's not a graphic. He's like, a WWE superstar, Samoa Joe.
Like, call the guy and be like, hey, can you record that thing again and and add former or just don't say
it? Right. A lot of fans on Twitter thought that he was going to WWE because of that. But it's like, no, I think it's just because it's Peacock and they have WWE Network, you know. Twitter. I mean X. On X. God, it's the stupidest thing ever. What do you have for, you have some news, Eric?
I do. WWE took to social media to announce that Friday, September 8th, there will be a show live from India in the Gachibali Indoor Stadium.
That's racist.
I know. It's called Superstar Spectacle.
Yeah.
Fancy.
It doesn't even say on Peacock. Yeah. That's just the house show they do every year.
Right.
In India?
Look. Yeah. Who is on the poster?
Shanky!
What? Wait, what?
Also, Indusher.
Of course. Jinder. Who's that? Is that NXT
Odyssey
guy?
Jones?
Yeah.
Wow.
He got drafted to Raw.
Oh.
And then we never saw him.
Ever.
Of course, Natalya,
Becky, Owens,
and
Sammy.
Braun Breaker?
Braun Breaker.
Does he do a backflip?
He must.
Yeah. We don't know. And a really scary looking Rhea. That's a little too much.
That's a fear boner.
That's a little too much. Wow.
All right.
So, yeah, that is going on.
Anything else?
They fly halfway across the world and it's live on TV.
Yeah,
How do they have time to do that? Mm-mm. Like, where do they air that?
They just do a tour. Oh, it's Friday. I guess SmackDown will be pre-taped.
They tape it. Yeah.
So, the other thing I was going to bring up, NXT had like a pay-per-view Sunday. And it was Carmelo Hayes versus Dragunov. And
were they fighting for real?
No. But everyone online was talking about how amazing the match is.
Yeah.
And someone commented and they're like, can we just admit that Dragunov can make anyone look good? And I was like, oh, cool. When he gets called up, he's going to be the new Dolph Ziggler.
Right. That'll be his job.
But it was Carmelo Hayes, right? Carmelo Hayes is fine, right?
No, he's good. So, I mean, even Dragunov versus Walter Gunther.
Yeah.
He was still Walter.
Oh, okay.
When it was NXT UK.
Right. When he beat him, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I think they had one where he didn't beat him and then another one where he did.
Yeah, there was two, right?
Yeah.
All right, on to rumors.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So the Wrestling Observer reports that WWE, a couple months ago, believed that they actually had a good shot at signing Kenny Omega when his contract runs out.
Kenny Omega!
Omega.
You know, Kenny Omega should go to WWE because he's a piece of trash. Just like all these people here. I really hate Kenny Omega.
But now that has gone cold, apparently. So
yeah.
Looks like he's staying in AEW with all of his jerk-offs.
Right. He's going down with the ship.
Good.
It's like if he actually went to WWE and he wasn't with his fucking young cucks... Like, he could actually, you know, be taken seriously.
Right.
But no, stay with your fucking, your jerk-off boys. And then Fightful said that WWE just recently decided to move Trish and Becky off of SummerSlam. Doesn't really say why, but it says they discussed doing it at Backlash, or I'm sorry, at Payback, before they decided on the August 14th episode of Raw in Canada, where are they going to... cheer Trish?
Maybe.
They're still going to cheer Becky because everyone loves Becky.
Yeah.
It'll be probably interesting not. To see if Canada claims...
She'll shit on them and then they'll be fine.
Right. Exactly. Anything else?
Yeah. Well, that should have been news, but...
Too late. All right. No, I'm kidding. What do you have?
No, Wrestling Observer. I mean, I guess it is kind of rumors.
If it's Dave Meltzer, it's always a rumor.
Okay. So he was talking about, like, why... Riddle hasn't been pushed up into the title picture. And he says because WWE officials, they think he gets into trouble too often.
Well, he does.
He does.
Well, plus, he's dating a porn star now.
And he got her pregnant.
And he got her... Yeah, well, sure. It was a cream pie video.
Wow.
But really? No, apparently there's rumors that there is a sex tape out. I mean, there were text messages that his wife released where... He was telling his girlfriend that he wants to make a sex tape in case he gets fired from WWE. But there are rumors that there is a sex tape.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Online somewhere.
I mean, if he's dating a porn star, there's definitely...
But yeah, you can't count on him.
Yeah, no.
You know?
Right. Plus, you know, the whole thing like with where they tried to get him to go to rehab and he refused.
Right.
So, yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's all I got.
Trivia time!
All right, which one? Let's do... Which WWE superstar has main evented the most SummerSlams since 2012?
Roman Reigns.
That is incorrect.
Which superstar has main evented SummerSlam the most in the last 10 years?
Yeah. Eric, don't say another fucking word.
Seth?
That is incorrect. Now either one can say a name.
Brock.
That is correct. Brock fucking
Fuck
Lesnar.
You, Andrew.
Fuck me.
Also, what's the only SummerSlam year that he missed since 2012?
That Brock missed?
Yeah.
2020.
That is correct.
Suck it, Eric.
Fuck.
And a tiebreaker now so I can beat Eric.
Who is the current WWE heavyweight champion of the world?
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, shit. God damn it. There's so many fucking belts. Brock just shows up with a belt next week.
Here, I just found one in the back.
All right. I broke the display case.
Damn it. I should have paid attention more to his promo.
Yeah,
it makes so much sense now.
Woo.
Jesus. Oh, man. All right. Let's do fan questions.
Yep.
Kimbo, fuck, marry, kill, female referee edition.
Oh.
We got Daphne LaShawn. She's the black referee on Raw.
She's cute.
Jessica Carrs, the white referee on SmackDown.
The tall one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Aubrey Edwards.
I think I'm killing Aubrey Edwards.
Yes, for sure. 100%.
I'm marrying Daphne.
Yeah.
And I'll fuck Jessica Carr.
Yeah, I'll probably flip those, but yeah, whatever.
Either way.
Flip a coin.
Daphne's in good shape. Jessica Carr is a little, you know.
She's tall.
Yeah, but
Josh,
like
the tall girl.
She's lost a lot of weight.
Okay. Daphne's only been, she gets pounded by Leon Ruff. So how much, you know what
still?
I mean? He's like a little boy.
Is it gentle?
Sure? Yeah, I think so.
He's rough.
Yeah. Brian, when did Josh become funnier than Eric?
First of all, fuck you. All right.
Who's the anti Aaron Garcia?
He said he was just trying to bust your balls.
Well, I'm gonna grab a hammer and bust yours.
There you
consider
go.
Them yeah. busted. Right.
Also, we were talking about this yesterday. You know, maybe Josh, maybe the Roderick Strong's kind of run its course.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, maybe get a new line. Maybe a new impression.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Because, you know, none of us would ever repeat our jokes.
Fuck no. Pizza!
Aaron Rodgers is not garbage. Weekly non-wrestling question that might or might not piss off Eric. Biggest joke right now, WWE, AEW, or the New York Mets?
AEW. Wow.
I think AEW actually takes it.
Yeah.
Slightly over the Mets.
Slightly. Barely.
It's,
it's all about the Jets now, right, Eric?
Absolutely.
J-E-T-S.
Gridiron season 12.
It's Hard Knocks, you asshole.
Hard Knocks.
Jesus.
Hard Cocks.
The Jets play Thursday.
Yeah.
They play a football game.
Tune into Hard Thursday Cocks to see Jets.
And you know what? All of you should be loving the Jets right now because you get the AEW recap a day early because of that. So how about that?
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Doing that tomorrow?
Yeah, that's right. The Rizzler, is Austin Theory officially the worst title holder of all time? Insert 24/7 champ name here. Had a better title run.
Wow. Akira Tozawa.
He's better.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch him, honestly.
For sure.
Chris Chubb, what would it sound like if Stone Cold sang Home Improvement's opening song? There's no lyrics.
What?
Perfect.
I guess.
You know that's what they had in their head.
Yes, of course.
Like, I bet he's going to do exactly like that. What?
Hey, Stone Cold, you have a family and you have a Home Improvement show.
What? What? And his neighbor's The Rock.
Well, that was like when I would be on Edge and Christian.
Oh, my God.
If the wrestler they had on had no lyrics, I would just be like going, bah, 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 bah. Like when they had Stone Cold on, I just did his theme song where it was like, I was,
da 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 da, what? Da 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 da, what?
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's pretty ridiculous.
I mean, I don't know. You did it like even Edge is like, dum, 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 dum.
But at least his had lyrics.
Yeah, I know.
My favorite one that I did was Bobby Roode's. Because it was like 10 of my Stone Colds singing Glory. You know, it was like, it was a chorus of Stone Cold
right.
singing Glorious.
So you edited that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
Glorious. So good.
Fucking good. Omar, I like Logan Paul embracing being a heel. I hate that Judgment Day is everywhere. I don't know why Sammy and KO are still tag champs. I can't understand why Kevin Patrick is still commentating. He's literally a cuck to Corey. I mean, yeah, all good points. Kevin Patrick in an interview recently was like really sucking off Michael Cole.
Oh.
Did you see that?
No.
He was like, if you're not bowing down to Michael Cole right now for... He credited Michael Cole for the Bloodline story.
What?
Like, is he writing the story?
Yeah. I don't think
Maybe
so.
Maybe he rolls up to him. Maybe he reports to Michael
Cole. Oh, of course he does.
Yeah.
He's just sucking him off. Vinny the Gooch, who is on your Mount Tushmore...
Nice.
Of women's wrestling.
Wow. Ooh. That is amazing. Wow.
So we did do a bracket. We did best ass.
Best ass, yeah. Who were the top four?
Yeah.
I don't even remember who won.
Well, we can all have our own.
But I mean, go check it out.
Is this all time? Or you just want to do that? Just check out the ass bracket.
Check out the ass bracket.
Check out the ass
bracket. Was it an all time ass bracket or was it just current stars?
I think it was current. Yeah. Of all the different wrestling
right,
shows.
Right. Like Drew McIntyre, Mr. Perfect.
I think Randy Orton made the bracket.
I think we're getting our brackets mixed up, boys.
Oh.
That was best cock bracket.
Yeah,
that's right.
Dashing Dan, not
I think
a question.
China won that one.
More of a demonstration of gratitude. Jesus, I've had some medical issues recently, and while I've been out of action, I've been listening to the What's Wrong with Wrestling back catalog. It's kept me happily entertained during my illness, and it has taken my mind off of my issues. Please, to all of you, never think that what you do doesn't matter just because it's only wrestling. It provides genuine laughter to a lot of people, and you should be proud. Thanks for your ongoing efforts. Keep up the good work, fellas. Well, that's why we do it.
Is Joe, what I tell you about cutting onions in the studio?
Yeah. What the fuck, man?
God.
It's, you know, God, you'd be surprised how many of our fans actually like go back and listen to the old episodes. Like, right? I've had like many fans over the years are like, yeah, I went back and started over. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah, wow. Go on this terrible journey with us. Yeah.
You watch the evolution of sound on the podcast.
It's like I just finished watching the Sopranos whole series for the third time.
Right.
And like, we have fans that watch our series over and over again.
Yeah, it's great.
It's pretty cool. Chef Dave, Pushfire Barry, shapes Eric's mom, cuts his pancakes in. Squares, triangles, or cookie cutter shape?
My mom doesn't cut my pancakes.
But she probably used to.
Yes, and Eric. Yes, and the rules of comedy, sir.
Play along, Eric.
No, that never happened before.
The fucking bit.
Do the fucking bit.
All right, so obviously, push, well...
A cookie you cutter get, shapes, right? That'd be more
fun.
Yeah,
push cookie cutter, berry triangles.
Oh, look.
No, wait. Berry
they're little
squares,
WWE logos.
Fire triangles.
Fuck triangles and merry squares.
Yeah, yes. Fuck triangles, indeed. Fuck
like,
those triangles.
Like Ace Ventura. It's like, oh, look. They're little WWEs. Yeah. Lace is out.
Always kill Reigns.
Always kill Reigns.
Well, no. Jonathan Smith. Jonathan Smith. Roman shows up on SmackDown with one title, but shows up on ESPN First Take with the three titles.
Of course.
Just when we thought they changed their ways.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't have a big shirt with the WWE logo.
Yeah, Heyman had the two titles again on ESPN.
Yeah.
Muscles Marinara. Gunther says this. You know, it's funny. I forgot where Muscles Marinara was from. It's from The Sopranos.
Oh, it is?
He calls one of the guys Muscles Marinara.
Yeah. Fucking Muscles Marinara.
I always just thought it was from the Hogan thing.
Right.
Sure.
Gunther says, this match is not over. Samantha Irvin, I have just been informed this match will continue.
I've just been informed by this guy.
Yeah.
The match will continue.
Gunther is the Raw
What's
GM.
What's your name, sir?
Right, yeah.
Gunther is the Raw GM. Confirmed, brother.
Brother. Yeah, dude. Right.
Jason Dearham, do you ever wonder what Cody's look would be if he wasn't such a mark for Homelander?
Ooh.
P.S. is Max probably what he had before Homelander was a thing. P.S. of Maxine's epileptic dance is that the biggest boner killer in WWE history? If you were about to fuck and she did that in front of you naked,
naked?
Would you have second thoughts?
No, I wouldn't.
No, I would
probably not.
Not.
No.
Ben Ryan, who are you or someone from AEW that isn't MJF or Cole defeats Roman for the title, but who?
Say one more time.
I don't know. It's confusing. Who beats Roman for the title?
That's not MJF.
Who
or
are
Cole.
You or someone from AEW? That,
oh, someone from AEW.
So like,
there's no one else.
Yeah.
Who the fucking AEW is a big enough name?
Right. Moxley.
I guess you could do that if he comes back as Ambrose.
Jericho go on his fifth WWE run.
Jericho ain't taking the belt from Roman.
Punk finally main events WrestleMania.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
You fucking.
I'm a Pussy.
Yes.
I am. Huh? Just saw that LA Knight is 41 years old. Why the hell are all these guys so old? The only young guys are the shitty ones like Austin Theory.
Well, yeah, just... because they fucking take forever to push them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it took them forever to sign these guys, especially AJ Styles.
Right.
Yeah. AJ Styles in his mid-30s.
Yeah.
Late 30s.
And Vince was like, why didn't you guys tell me about him? You're like, we told you for 15 years about this guy.
He was in WCW at one point.
Repiola, Sheamus is legit. Him versus Gunther was match of the year, and it's 10 beats of the Baudron.
Bowery. They say
well,
Bowery.
I know Bowery, but he's saying... Baldwin? Oh, that's maybe just how it's spelled.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag push Sheamus, he says.
You fucking mark!
Yeah. Ouch, baby. Very ouch.
PCJ, what would a present-day table for three unscripted and no topics or off-limits with Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, and Vince McMahon sound like? Oh, Jesus Christ. Wait,
so many fucking voices.
That was a lot.
What you got Flair.
Uh-huh.
What are we doing?
Eric is Vince, and I'm Shawn. The table for three. What would they talk about?
Scripted.
Oh,
where they just bring up random shit.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, guys, why couldn't I ever get you to fight in WWE?
Where is my beer? I ordered it an hour ago.
Vin Man, calm down, Rick. You're not supposed to be drinking anymore. But Vin Man, I think you're forgetting that me and Rick actually did have a match. It was Rick's last match ever. Until then, he went to TNA and had his last match ever. And then he fucking went to Conrad Thompson's house and had his last match ever last year.
Well, I was still kissing the girls and making them cry like all my fans when they saw that match.
Look, Rick, I've told you before, I'm not doing your last match ever again. I'm not going to do it. If you see me in the wrestling ring,
twice
please
in a lifetime,
do me a favor and shoot me in the fucking air.
What if I promised to sign something that says it'll be the end?
Okay, you got it, Rick. I can't say no to you.
I never follow up on my contract. Yeah.
Kissing the girls.
I want the down payment.
Going into severe debt.
I want the down payment, Flair Taker.
Oh, she's going down.
Yeah. The Angry Ninja, Fuck, Marry, Kill, Dewdrop, Nikki Cross, but she really is as crazy as her character.
That's the best. That's the fuck
that's
right
fine.
There.
Yeah, that's yeah, the
that's
fuck.
The Cross. Who am I marrying?
And you're killing Natalya, so we're killing Natalya.
I'll marry Natalya and kill Dewdrop.
I guess that makes more sense.
She looks great
I'll marry
in Instagram.
Marry Nikki
Cross. You don't want to be married to that kind of
crazy. No. Yeah. You fuck her once, and it's like, wow, that was great, but never.
Right. I don't want to be married to Natalya.
Well, she's nice
where I show everyone her photos, and they think she's a 10.
When you walk
and then
into
she walks in the room,
you walk it. When you walk into her house, they give you filter glasses.
these are Instagram filter glasses.
So you're like, oh.
By the way, there was a main event match last week where Nikki Cross was fighting Kayden Carter, and Kayden Carter spanked herself, and Nikki Cross like started doing this and was obsessed with her ass.
Yeah, well,
it's interesting.
I don't
so
y'all
marry Nikki Cross. Paul, did you see Charlotte Flair's face on Raw? On Raw?
No.
Promoting her triple threat match at SummerSlam, she looks like an effed up version of Chelsea Green. Forget the three faces of Foley. It should be the
22
faces of Flair.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, that might be a bracket. Which Maybe. Face was the best?
The first one.
The first one.
Jonathan Ramos, how much further do you think the brass will try to push Gable Steveson after the fans shat all over him in his match against Corbin this past weekend? Oh. Yeah, did you see that?
They're going to push him to the moon.
Probably.
No, it was bad. I saw clips online.
I didn't want to see it.
But it's funny because they were like, they did the same thing to Angle, except Gable Steveson's not good at fake wrestling.
No, he's good at real wrestling.
Carlos Ramirez, push fire bury celebrities that die the same day as a Houston show.
Oh, fuck.
Kobe Bryant.
Wow.
Paul Rubens.
Jesus.
Gene Wilder. Also, don't forget Chris Benoit.
That was a Houston show. Oh, my God.
That was not like the first night of champions.
That's four people, though, so I don't know about push fire
bury. It was supposed to be Punk versus Benoit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So push Kobe Bryant. Fire Benoit, fire Pee Wee Herman, and bury Gene Wilder, I guess.
What show was Gene Wilder?
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know that one.
Gene Wilder?
Because, I mean, Kobe was Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I don't know either, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, Kobe was Royal Rumble. Pee Wee was yesterday.
Yeah, wrong.
That dog is Buffy Dale. Do you remember where the wild card sound came from? I remember you saying it was Kofi, but I always thought it sounded like AJ Styles.
Wild card!
That's Kofi.
I can hear AJ there. I get it.
Yeah. That's Kofi Kingston, though. No, it was like shortly after Vince was like, oh, you know, he did the whole...
I'm a genius.
That's yeah.
tremendous. That was all wild card rule. Then like the next like week, Kofi just shows up. It was when he was WWE champion. He gets to the ring and he just went, wild card.
Yeah.
That was it.
That was it.
That was
he
the
announced
explanation.
His wild cardness.
Right.
Bobby the Mark Soydam, my mom who doesn't watch wrestling, hearing Rey Mysterio got a concussion. Isn't he a little too old to be wrestling?
Oh, don't show her AEW.
He's getting up there.
Right.
He's getting up
there. Let's be real for a minute. Can we be done with Sarah Logan and her dork order family, the Viking Raiders?
Negative.
That's a Jim Cornette joke.
Yeah.
Uncle Saudi, how was Raw in person? What's your go-to food item to get in the arena?
I actually know. Ate before.
Toyota Center doesn't have good food.
No, it does not. It's horrible.
It's not great.
Neither does NRG, where the Texans play.
And I got hungry and I ate it.
But Minute Maid has amazing food.
Yeah, they do.
Where the Astros play. Todd Fricker, Pushfire Barry, Asuka, Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair. Just Pushfire Barry them?
Oh.
Can we do F Mary Kill instead?
I mean, push Rhea for sure.
Yeah, push Rhea.
I can we
Barry,
do
Barry Asuka, Fire Belair.
Fire Belair?
Yeah.
Wow.
Your last title run, it was just...
It was kind of boring.
It was the most boring title run.
What about Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Mm. Fuck, Marry, Kill? Ooh. Mm. I'm going to marry Rhea.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck Bianca, and I'm going to kill Asuka.
You have to. That's the only answer.
Marry Rhea. Yeah, then it's a toss-up for me.
Asuka and Bianca?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't think I could just one and done Rhea Ripley.
Bianca's prettier. Yeah. All right. Oh, shit. Okay.
You fucked
this
up.
This one's fucked
you
up.
You fucked up.
Jalen Silver, I love how over the years fan questions have just deteriorated into a different beast. Questions have gone from, how would you guys book the perfect SummerSlam to, hey, pretend Stone Cold is hosting an orgy and one step asking his partners, if you want Stone Cold to fucking come, give me a hell yeah. So...
That's why they've evolved there.
That's accurate as fuck.
Someone Mary, dipped kill. The toe, and fuck. They're like, all right, let's elaborate on that.
Yeah. Fuck, Mary, kill, Nia Jax, Doudrop.
Get pegged by one of these girls. Right. Old Kanye, when WWE inevitably sells Cody Rhodes, so what do you want to talk about? Shirts.
Oh,
can
God.
You do a Patreon bonus episode where you burn one of those? I'll even buy the shirt because of how ridiculous of a catchphrase that is. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Donald Alexander, Pushfire Barry, Steve Austin staying as the ringmaster, Dwayne Johnson staying as Rocky Maivia.
None of those.
Or Marty Jannetty getting the push instead of Shawn Michaels.
Joe, piss, shit, fart.
Yeah really. Right. I mean, I feel like
The Rock probably could have done the best
in
that situation.
So that's probably the push.
Right.
Fire Marty Jannetty.
Yeah, that's Sean's
and
whole career.
And Barry Stone Cold.
Right.
Yeah.
God, that's still rough. Stone Cold is a ringmaster.
I know. Ringmaster 316.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan's brother. So I was watching the hottest male bracket the other day and want to hear all your thoughts regarding this question from head to toe. How would you build the perfect looking man using former and current WWE superstars?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I mean, Sean's dick.
Face. Sean's dick. I'd start with Sean's cock.
Sean's feet.
It
Sean's
tasted
legs,
the best.
Sean's hands.
Sean.
I don't
Sean,
know.
Sean, Sean. It's Sean.
Hulk Hogan's head. I'm kidding.
Dude.
His hairline.
That's gross, sure. Dude.
Matthew Carlini, in what world...
Quit making fun of me, brother.
Matthew Carlini, in what world do you leave both Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch off of SummerSlam? It's literally the biggest Raw women's match available. That's true.
That's true.
This is the one. This is
you can even
world.
Have Rhea beat Becky and we'd be fine with it.
I guess that's a WrestleMania thing.
It's gotta be.
Harrison Corrin, what's the worst entrance music to sing to an infant? I find myself sometimes singing Ciampa's theme to my four month old. No one will survive. Jesus.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough. Fabian Ortiz, how do you guys feel about Dirty Dom? Did you see his acknowledgement of Eddie? Yeah, so it was like one of the videos where it was like, do you ever think you'll reconcile with your dad? And he said, yes, I would love to, but unfortunately, he passed away.
Yes.
I miss you, Eddie.
Yeah.
That was interesting. McMahon Helmsley regime, is there a better chance of Finn winning on Saturday, Jay winning, or Priest cashing in? I say, well, we're going to do predictions.
Yeah,
so.
We're about to do that.
Zaheen Rahman, when wrestlers get injured, look at it in a second. When wrestlers get injured, do you guys notice that the trainers / medics just lightly grope the injured area instead of
sometimes
administering
the
treatment?
Area that's not injured?
Right.
Someone else brought that up last week of how bad they are.
Cough through your tiddly.
And then B Sands, what are the chances you can get Eli Drake's dummy for the soundboard?
I mean, you'd have to get injured to watch Impact.
Well, from years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, we could add a current. You know what's funny is like his name was Eli Drake, and he did the Eli Drake. LA Knight is such a better name.
Yeah, it is.
Eli Drake. Like, it's a good thing he changed it.
Right.
Yep. That's all I've got for fan questions.
No, I got one more.
Oh, you have one more?
Yeah, from Rachel Graham. Okay. She said it's because she's always asleep when you post it. So.
Okay. Where in the world is WWE? Alba Fire and Isla Dawn, Aaliyah, Candice LeRae, Johnny Gargano, Dexter Lumis, Indy Hartwell, Cedric and Shelton, Legado del Fantasma, Dolph Ziggler, Elias, Rick Boogs, Emma, Madcap Moss, JD McDonough, Katana and Kayton, Jinder and Friends,
Shanky,
New Day, Lacey Evans, Models, oh, the Maximum Male Models, Omos, Piper Niven, Tegan Knox, Xia Li, R-Truth, Tamina, Zion Quinn.
We saw Xia Li.
We had a sighting. She's on main event.
That does not count. That's not canon.
Main event.
Not canon.
Oh, shit.
Main event.
I know there's a few injuries, but
that's crazy.
Like, that's imagine insane. If, like, you own a business. They're like, okay, and so thanks for, this is everyone who worked. And here's the checks you need to make out for all the people that didn't work.
I know. Yeah. Like, where's Madcap Moss? Where's Elias?
I know.
Right.
Jinder and his little team. Where are they?
Like, yeah, when
they're pushing them
when
the
they said there's main event matches, we're like, okay, who do you think is going to be? All right, who's the main event? Right. You know, I said Elias. And that would have been perfect, you know.
It's so weird.
It is.
Some of these people were seriously over.
Well, that's
that one point.
That's
all right. It's time to do our predictions for SummerSlam. First up, we got Logan Paul versus Ricochet.
All right. I've got Logan Paul with a pin.
Same.
Logan Paul with a pin. Over under 0.5 people interfere.
Under.
I'm going to say under.
I have under as well. And then will Logan Paul film himself during a spot?
Of course. Yes.
All right. Cross that one out.
Cross
all
it
right.
out.
The same. Psh, psh. Then we got Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar, the world heavyweight champion of the world.
Yep. Yes. Yes. I've got Cody with a pin.
Whoa. And new.
Yeah. I know. And we need a title change.
Yeah. Cody with a pin.
Cody with a pin. Over, under, 0.5 people interfere.
Under.
Under.
Under. Over, under 5.5 German suplexes.
I'm going to say over.
I'm going to say over.
I stuck with under. Over, under 2.5 F5s.
I went under.
Under.
I went under. And then over, under 3.5 crossroads.
I went over here.
I'm going to go under. Three's a lot.
Yeah, but he likes to do them two at a time.
Yeah, then he does one to finish the match.
Yeah.
I think he's going to hit one and then three at the end, so I went over.
Okay. Okay.
Then we have the SummerSlam Slim Jim Battle Royal. Who do you got winning? Yeah.
Yeah. I got LA Knight.
I have Champ. What?
With an elimination.
What? Yeah, I've got LA Knight.
LA Knight. Over, under 20.5 participants.
I put under.
I have over.
I put over.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I have to decide what I'm going to put for this. Who's eliminated first?
Well, go ahead. Go first.
Yeah, because I'm going to steal your awesome answer.
That's great.
It is.
Well, who do you have in mind, sir?
I'll put Mansoir.
Mansoir. Oh, okay. That's right. No, I'm just kidding. I have Apollo Crews.
Okay. I have Top Dollar.
Top Dollar. He's too big to get eliminated first.
The funny thing is, we don't even know if these guys are going to be in this.
No idea.
Right.
Thing.
Yeah.
No clue.
Who's eliminated last?
I have Sheamus.
Yeah, that makes sense now that they're fighting each other.
Sheamus is a good answer, but I have something better.
I did Shinsuke.
Okay.
I put Bronson Reed.
Okay.
I think that'll be like his big moment. Yeah. How does he eliminate him? And then over, under 0.5 people interfere?
Under.
It's a battle royal. Why wouldn't they be in the match, right?
Right.
Under.
You guys haven't watched AEW. Under.
True.
Then we've got Ronda and Shayna MMA rules.
I've got Ronda with an MMA.
Yeah.
I've got Ronda with a submission.
Ronda winning?
But don't you think she's leaving?
Yes.
So she's winning and leaving on her way
out. She's burying her best friend.
Yes.
I have Baszler.
Yes.
I have Shayna with a submission.
Sub.
What do you have?
I got Ronda with a sub.
All right. Over, under 2.5 rounds.
I put over.
Yeah, if there are rounds, yeah, there'll be three.
Okay, I'll do over. Over, under 0.5 interference.
Under.
Under.
You're not going to hear the violins play.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Yeah, I put under. And will there be an octagon?
No.
No, they can't be that much like MMA. Jesus.
They've done it before.
Lion's Den match. They would have said it's a Lion's Den match.
I think so too.
Or
right.
Fight Pit. Fight Pit.
Fight Pit.
Well, Fight Pit's actually cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say no. Maybe they do the fight. Why didn't they do the Fight Pit for this?
For real.
Yeah,
maybe they will.
It's in storage.
Well, I got no octagon.
I'll give
obviously.
It to you.
Yeah. Intercontinental Championship, Gunther versus Drew McIntyre.
I got Gunther with a pin.
Same.
Gunther with a pin, yeah. Over, under, 2.5 people interfere.
Over.
So basically, does Riddle come out? I say yes.
Yeah, I got over. And then does Gunther kick out of a Claymore?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes. A lot of people have done it.
Yeah?
You fucking mark!
Okay. Yeah, no, like it's not, come on. Really?
I got no.
Okay. All right.
That's fine.
Thank you. Then we've got Asuka versus Charlotte Flair versus Bianca Belair for the Women's Championship.
Flair in a pay-per-view? I got Flair with a pin.
I got Flair with a pin.
No. I really, really want to put Io Sky.
She puts herself in the match?
In the match.
Makes it a fatal four-way?
Yeah. Mm. But okay. I put Asuka.
Yeah. Yeah.
I put Asuka with a pin.
Okay.
You guys have pins?
I yes. have Flair with a pin.
Who takes the fall?
Asuka.
Asuka.
I said Belair.
Sets up Belair and her later.
And then over, under, 1.5 people interfere?
Under.
Under.
Under, and does Io Sky cash in after?
Yes.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes. Yeah, I think okay. she does.
Yeah.
Then we've got Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor for the World Heavyweight Championship of the world that Brock Lesnar thinks he's the champion of.
Yes.
Right. I got Brock.
Yeah, probably.
I've got Balor with a pin.
Balor, same.
Balor Club.
Club.
Sweep Balor Club.
Wow.
Balor with a pin.
MJF, what did you
Absolutely.
Have?
Absolutely.
You fucking mark!
Oh, with a pin?
Yes, right. With a pin.
You fucking pin!
Over, under, 2.5 people interfere?
Over.
Over, I think, yeah.
I put under for that one.
Okay.
I think it'd be overkill if all three beat him up.
No, it won't.
Sure, they'll trip him. They'll do something. Because
then they can all hold up titles and briefcases. And
it's definitely going to be Rhea because she does it anyway. Every match. It's definitely going to be Priest because he's trying to win the title.
Right.
And what the fuck is Dominic doing this pay-per-view?
Jerking off.
Maybe.
Does Balor kick out of a curb stomp?
Yes.
I'm going to say no.
I said no.
It's pretty protected.
And does Damian Priest cash in at any point?
I put no.
No, they're going to have all the titles on Raw.
I put no as well. Then the main event, I'm sorry. No, it's the main event.
One of the main events.
Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso, undisputed WWE Universal Championship Tribal Combat.
Yeah.
Who do you got?
I got Roman with a pin.
By the way, there is a hot... We'll get to it later. Roman with a pin.
I got Roman with a pin. It would be really cool if this is where Solo turns on him and then Jey wins, you know, but yeah. Whatever.
No chance.
Roman with a pin. Over, under, 1.5 people interfere.
Under.
Over.
I got over.
Okay.
Over, under, 2.5 spears.
Over.
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 Now that Jay's doing them too, it'd be yes. 6.5.
That's right. Does Jay kick out of a spear?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Roman's going to look shocked.
First weapon used?
Joe forgot to write one.
Good, Eric.
Stairs?
I put stairs.
Chair?
Stairs and chairs.
Chairs and stairs.
Does Solo turn on his tribal chief?
No.
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 And does Damian Priest cash in?
No.
I got to do
Chucky
it.
Chucky ducky.
No. Yeah, but no. All right. Surprise appearance.
I have Jimmy Uso.
I have Jimmy Uso.
Is that okay? I thought you guys were going to give me shit about that.
I thought I was going to get shit for that too. But
yes. You can't put Jimmy Uso.
Well, hold on. Let's vote on it. I say we could use Jimmy.
I'm cool with it.
So Joe's cool with it too. That's 2-1. So what do you have, Eric?
Oh, wait, Andrew. Hey, Andrew, I saw it. Get the button ready.
Okay, yeah.
Go. What do you have, Eric?
What do you have?
What do you Eric? Have? Who's going to survive? Who's going to be the surprise guy in Detroit, Michigan?
Do it! Do Say it! It! Say it! Say it! Give it to us! Give me what I want!
The Rock.
You fucking Mark!
Hold
You're
on, so... hold on. Oh, sorry. I fucked it up.
Yes.
Mark Hamilton.
I got the right.
You can't put Jimmy. That's the most obvious.
Hold on. A surprise.
Fuck off. You can't put Jimmy. It's too obvious.
From an injury. You just mad because you didn't think of it.
I did think of it. I'm not shooting fish in a barrel.
All right, fine. We'll just put 9 points here. Is that fair?
9 points.
motherfucker. We'll fuck ourselves.
Nice Josh impression. All right, we can't do Jimmy then?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, then I need 20 minutes to think of someone else.
Oh, shut up.
Well, yeah, see, I have another name.
I have another name.
All right, what's the other name?
I'm going to say Randy Orton, and Joe can't use that one.
I'm going to say Randy. What's that? What did you say? Who did you say? I didn't hear you.
I didn't hear that last part.
You didn't hear me?
No, I was going to say, like, the head shrinkers.
Oh, that's good.
Because, like, you know, this is for the tribal chief. That's why I wrote Jimmy so small. I was like, they're never going to let me do it.
Right. They showed up before. That's true.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is, like, what if this all backfires against you? Yeah. And Orton and
the head shrinkers
show up.
Jimmy's still out.
There's no Jimmy.
No Jimmy.
I don't think
the head shrinkers and Orton both show up.
I don't think Jimmy's guaranteed. I think, like, Jay has to do this on his own.
They did a kayfabe injury. Yeah. Solo will attack Jay, and then Jimmy will make the save. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. But he'll still lose.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll see if The Rock shows up at SummerSlam.
Be amazing.
How many announcer tables are broken?
I put one.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit. We always do that. One. Does Damian Priest leave a champion?
No.
I say yes. He finds Sammy backstage and he is one half of the tag team champion. No, okay, he's not gonna. No.
Yeah. I put no. Does Io Sky leave a champion?
I put no.
What?
So you put yes earlier in and loses?
Yes.
God. What?
To Flair?
Yeah,
well, they would give Flair that. Like, oh, Charlotte Flair's the only woman hasn't been successfully cashed in on.
No.
Doesn't everyone cash in on Charlotte?
Yes, and they always do, win.
And they always win, but I think it's going to...
Well, that sucks. I put yes. What's the opening match? Pre-show doesn't count.
Cody Brock. If he's not last, he's first.
If he ain't first, you're last. Joe?
This is the opening match. Yeah. I did the World Heavyweight Championship. They've been doing that.
I did Logan Paul and Ricochet. Remember, he said he's going to try to go see his brother fight. We'll see how much pull he has.
Yeah, we'll see if Vince gives a fuck about that.
We'll see how much pull Logan Paul has.
Oh, is that on the WWE Network? Is that on Peacock? Is it on Peacock?
Oh, then, no, it's on.
I don't fucking care.
Main event, obviously.
This Roman is the interesting one because Roman's clearly going to win. So, like, letting the crowd leave with a Cody win over Brock would be interesting.
It's always Roman.
So, what'd you put?
It's always
Roman. Okay.
Roman Reigns.
Oh, and then for my lock, Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Should we delete Roman? And who else would we write in?
I don't know.
I think there's too many. Gunther, I think.
Logan Paul.
Yeah.
All
right, whatever.
I think a lot of these matches are easy.
I mean, we're all in on Balor, apparently.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't be my lock. I wouldn't lock it up.
Lock.
Anyways, that is our SummerSlam predictions. That's our show. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well as our other one, Hollywood Hogwash.
Yeah.
We just reviewed Batman and Robin. Freeze! Call the freeze! It's basically just It's me doing an Arnold impersonation for like an hour.
It is. It's great.
It's a lot of fun.
They worked out some great math.
Yeah.
On that.
That's right.
About how, you know, Arnold got paid $25 million.
Yeah.
He's in 25 minutes of the film.
Yes.
And he has 27 ice puns.
Yeah.
That's a pun a minute.
Yeah.
And a million per minute.
Almost a million per pun.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
You can follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or hat like the t-shirts Joe and I are wearing. You can get these beautiful
Who Are You
shirts.
Yeah. And then you can...
nope. Can't get that one.
Well,
get that at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and become a supporter of the show. Watch our SummerSlam recap at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. I can't wait till SummerSlam. I'm so excited. Wait, I'm sorry. Did I say SummerSlam? I meant Summer Slamwich.
Bottom right?
Apps, are you motherfucker. You better make 22 of those sandwiches on Saturday.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yes.
All right.
Can't wait. Bye. We'll see you then.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.